T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We continue. It is Maggie and Perloff right here on CBS Sports Radio and on TV on CBS Sports Network. Zach Gelb here with you on this Wednesday. And the big news in the world of sports, Baker Mayfield finally has a new home. He's going to Cleveland to now be a member of the Carolina Panthers and only traded for a conditional fifth-round pick in 2024. Let's head out to the guest line right now. Welcome in a man that played for the Carolina Panthers for a bunch of years, also won a Super Bowl with the Saints. He's a two-time Pro Bowler in the Saints Hall of Fame and does a great job as an SEC network analyst right now, and that's my good pal, Roman Harper. Roman, how you been?
Zach, man, I'm doing great. I was wondering, like, I guess we're going to record this for later on. You're like, no, actually, he's filling in for somebody else. I'm like, oh, we're going. All right, let's go, man. I'm excited. Thanks for having me. I've been on vacation in San Diego for about a month, and I'm getting back to the world, and the world of sports never slows down, as we can tell.
No doubt about that, and we'll get to college football in just a bit. But earlier today, when you saw that breaking news alert, and I always thought it was inevitable that Baker Mayfield was going to wind up in Carolina, but for him to go from Cleveland to Carolina for a fifth-round pick, what was your reaction?
I'm not shocked, just because both sides wanted to get the deal done. The longer Baker was there, it was only going to get more toxic, more questions. And as an organization, you're already dealing with enough situations. You are Cleveland as well. The Cleveland Browns has always been known to have something going on within the locker room, within that organization. So you're just trying to move on the best way you can. You're already dealing with everything with Deshaun Watson, him and all the baggage that comes along with that situation. But you're in it for the long haul with him. You understand whatever turmoil, whatever suspension, you're willing to deal with that. But you can't deal with both of these things. So they're letting Baker go. A little bit shocking that it was only a fifth-round pick. But, you know, the considerations with the payments and things like that, that will all be worked out. Or it can play out as the season progresses, depending on how much Baker makes. Plays this year, that will determine exactly how much the salary will, the split will be. I believe so. But overall, I'm happy for Carolina. They get another quarterback. That if, whenever you have three different quarterbacks, that really tells me that you don't have any. So I'm really excited, but also questioning what the Carolina Panthers are doing as well.
Well, what do you think the Panthers can become? Because this offseason, they improved that offensive line. They finally got the contract squared away with DJ Moore. I know we have to wait and see if McCaffrey is going to make it through a season, but what do you think Baker can be with the Panthers?
Well, look, the Panthers, first of all, Charlotte's a great city, a great, you know, football town. They love their ball, but if the O-line shows up, you got a chance. Last year, you know, as bad as everybody wants to say Sam Darnold is, he's actually good when you keep a clean pocket. But he's one of those guys that he comes from a place of trauma. And when I say trauma, I mean he's been hit a lot. He's been sacked a lot. And so, and I can never forgive him or ever erase that vision of I'm seeing ghosts on the field on that Monday night versus the New England Patriots. And that is what you see and get with Sam Darnold. When you hit him early or whether you hit him late. And so when you hit him early in the game, it affects him later in the game, whether you hit him or not. You know, and all you got to be is just a millisecond off in the league. And that's all you need in anticipation as a defensive guy. And we take advantage of those plays. That is what you see with Sam Darnold. Baker Mayfield, is he healthy? That's the biggest question mark for him, for me, is that, you know, I saw improvement in his career, but the moment he was healthy, tried to be a tough guy playing through it, and it only hurt him. And now we see where he's at now, trying to rebuild his career when he's the former number one overall pick. So now you got two quarterbacks from the same draft class on your team, and you just drafted another quarterback in the third round. So, I guess until you answer the quarterback or do I have a top-tier quarterback in the NFL, you really can't answer the quarterback or whether you're going to be the question of whether you're going to be competitive or not throughout the season of the NFL grind.
Roman Harper here with us. 2020 Baker Mayfield had a good season, did things at the quarterback position that the Browns haven't seen in a long time. This year regressed. How much was it because of his own poor play? How much was the poor play based off the injury on the non-throwing shoulder that he suffered early on in the season? How do you think Baker Mayfield's long-term future is in the NFL? Like, what's the ceiling for Baker as a quarterback, in your opinion? Because, Roman, I just think this guy's a good quarterback. I don't ever think he'll be a great quarterback.
I agree, because his best statistically season was when he had a really strong running game, the offensive line. So all the pieces have to be together. Exactly, right? Zach, you hit it right on. I would not disagree with you at all in that. I don't think he's an all-star. I think he's a decent, good quarterback, but he has to be protected because he's not overly big. His arm's not over the toply strong. So nothing's just going to wow you. You loved his moxie coming out of college. You loved that he in Lincoln Riley's offense. He really opened up. He'd been so successful under that Oklahoma system and at Oklahoma. And it just has not carried over completely in Cleveland. I would say this. The video of Odell Beckham's dad putting out there how many times OBJ is open and all that whole thing falling apart, I think that hurt him too. I truly do. In Cleveland, you look at the roster, you had all-stars everywhere. You had Landry, you had Odell Beckham, you had Njoku as a wide tight end. You also had the high-speed tight end that you just brought in from Hooper, who you just brought in from Atlanta. You had a really high-end offensive line as well. So you had a lot of pieces around this guy. You had two dynamite running backs. And you're like, what is the only thing missing in this offense? And it's your quarterback. So they have to do something to upgrade that position. And now you're going to get somebody else's trash and make it your treasure if you're Carolina Panthers. And you're just hoping that he gives you just a shot in the arm or some kind of boost. Because right now, you know, I hate to say it, but Matt Rhule's job is dependent on this move too. It's a lot of different factors where everybody could be looking really good or really bad at the end of this year.
Roman Harper, if you were still in that locker room with the Panthers, and you know you have Sam Darnold there who's not good, you have Matt Corral who's a rookie quarterback, and you don't know what to expect out of a guy that got drafted later on in the third round, are you excited today since you get Baker Mayfield, or you're not there?
I don't think I'm there. I'm being honest. I want to see Kenny actually throw the ball. He was hurt all last year. He throws the interceptions. Like, I as a defensive guy, I'm literally just like, I mean, here we go again. It's the same thing that I've seen the last 3 years with the Carolina Panthers. This is nothing new. So, you know, you had, you had Teddy Two Gloves come in for a hot cup of tea. Then after that, you bring in Sam Darnold. All right, then you let go of Cam before you brought in Teddy Two Gloves. And now you bring back Cam, and then you're going back to Sam. It's really confusing. You also had P.J. Walker come in and give you a little bit of play time last year. It's been kind of all over the place. You know, this Carolina Panthers team, I was given Matt Rhule 2 years where I had zero effect or anything or any type of opinion on what he was doing as a coach because Drew Brees and Tom Brady were still going to be in the division. Well, you know what? Both of them retired. Tom came back, and now you're on the clock. Carolina has to start being better. They have to start winning games in the later half of the season where they have not won games in November or December under Matt Rhule. That is where they most improve at the most. And also, your best player, Christian McCaffrey, has to stay healthy. They have zero chance. I don't care who the quarterback is. If Christian McCaffrey is on the sidelines again in December and November.
I think Cam is done as a legitimate starting quarterback in this league. But if you were still in that locker room, would you rather have Cam over Baker Mayfield at this point?
Oh, my gosh. Probably not. I mean, I agree with you. I don't think Cam is a starting quarterback. He just has been too beat up. You're talking about two quarterbacks that are coming off some injury concerns, and Cam is who Cam is, and it's just really hard to have Cam in there. Unless Cam wants to be just a good, great backup. And everybody knows how much every team and organization loves a good backup. And because that's your favorite player. He's just always there if you need him. But they are going in a different direction. They're going with Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield. I don't understand how you can keep Sam Darnold or whatever you're going to do with him, knowing that you just traded for Baker Mayfield, unless you're just going to keep everybody and just have the circus going on. I'm happy for Carolina to always stay in the news, but I'm still always confused for what they're in the news for.
So you're telling me that the Saints are better than the Panthers when we try to figure out 2 and 3 in this division. Atlanta's going to be fourth, and we know the Bucs will be one. Because the Saints have questions at the quarterback spot as well with Jameis.
They do. But, you know, Jameis has to get out of his own way. That's his only thing. And he's coming off an ACL injury. But they believe in Jameis. And you're talking about an organization that's won, and that is used to winning. The only thing that changed is Sean Payton,
which is a big factor.
I do understand. It's huge, okay? Huge factor. But Dennis Allen is a good coach. He has been in that organization for a long time, and it's more family-oriented and run. All the pieces are all there. The only thing that was removed was the head coach, and I get that. It's a big piece. But the Saints have drafted really well these last 4 to 5, 6 years. So you're trusting their process more than what the new age Carolina process is, where it's been very up and down, a lot of downs, and also they have not drafted. They haven't killed it in the draft. I understand first-round picks, those are easy home runs. But in that third round, fourth, fifth round guy, who's on that roster that you're looking at like, man, that was a great pick in the fifth and sixth round? That is what I'm missing in some of these other places. And, of course, with Tampa Bay, Tom Brady just covers up all the mistakes. We see it in New England now.
I got 2 minutes left for Roman Harper, so got to move it quickly. SEC Network analyst does a great job. Former Panthers and Saints safety, is a Super Bowl champion as well. College football, here's my take. SEC, Big Ten, we know are going to dominate with all the conferences they're adding. I think eventually the Big 12, the Pac-12, the ACC will come together as one. How about your thoughts on the future of college football?
Well, I think the Big 12 will make a move first. They're going to try and go get some Pac-12 teams. If I'm the ACC, I'm trying to become just a coastal conference. And I want to bring in Oregon, Cal, Stanford, and Washington. If I am the ACC, if I'm the Big 12, I'm trying to go get a couple teams from the Pac-12 right now. The Pac-12, you can flush it. It's done. But the Big 12 and the ACC will still survive just because you have big players in those conferences, and a lot of money. You got a lot of money. At the end of the day, Zach, this is all about the money, brother.
No doubt about that, and we'll probably see Notre Dame and Clemson and Florida State and Miami move throughout the years as well. It's only the beginning. Roman Harper does a great job as a SEC Network analyst, former Panthers and Saints safety. Really appreciate your time as always, my friend.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it. And I don't think the SEC is done yet. I don't think they're done. Just watch out.
Florida State, Miami, Clemson, right?
Miami and Florida State's a great play. That's all I'm saying.
Not Clemson?
I don't think Clemson can leave. They're holding up the whole rest of the conference. And the possibility of Notre Dame jumping in. They can't lose Clemson. But I don't think Alabama, I don't think the SEC is looking forward to going to get another team in South Carolina. I think they will go get Florida State and Miami, though, and continue to round out all of the state of Florida.
Got to let you run. Roman, thanks so much. You're the man.
Who's that, bro?
There you go, Roman Harper, who listens to my show from 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 7 p.m. Pacific, on many of the same CBS Sports Radio affiliates. So if you didn't get that in the beginning, where he goes, I thought we were taping for later. The first time we reach out to him, he goes, it's an honor to be on your show. I listen on WFNZ, one of our great affiliates in Charlotte. So I guess that confused him a little bit, me filling in for Maggie and Perloff here on CBS Sports Radio and CBS Sports Network. Excellent stuff. Not that excited. Baker Mayfield going to the Panthers. Former Panthers player, Roman Harper. It is what it is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.